We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, putting on the best show with our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean live this evening here, this Monday evening before Thanksgiving 2020. What a year. Oh my gosh. And we are absolutely so grateful that we're still here and able to laugh and have a good time and reflect and know that, like you said, Carolyn, the human spirit is indomitable. It's like, reminds me of the Grinch who stole Christmas, when the Grinch went in and took everything out of all the houses of all the villagers, and he still got up the next morning and sang the Christmas song. And he just couldn't understand it. Well, they don't have their Twizzlers and their Boozlers and their Bamboozlers, but they're still out there singing. And that is what we're about. We are still singing. We are always going to sing. We are always going to celebrate our lives and the goodness of all the riches and the bounty that we do have, because it is profound. And we do have circumstances that do impinge on us, and they can be difficult sometimes, and they cause us to reach in and pull out even more of what we knew we had in order to really be those people that we said we were going to be when we came here. So I'm so glad to ride shotgun with you every single day of my life. It's a great honor. Always grateful for you and Bob, your wonderful husband, and our entire environment of all those who contribute to the success and the vitality of our company and everything we do, Chad and Kate and Brian. It's everybody, our whole entire team. I mean, we're just so fortunate. And of course, our very good friend Ion and JW. So all being properly mentioned. But let's talk again to our wonderful guest calling in this evening, Carolyn, if you'd like to continue. And we're going to dial up Linda. What do you think?
Awesome. And I just send back the indomitable spirit to you, Ginny. That's the word I was trying to struggle for earlier. And I give thanks every day for you. When people tell me that over here they're using the products and they think they're wonderful, they love customer service, I said, well, you thank Ginny. Thank Ginny. It's not me. Look at me. I'm here hanging out in the beach.
That's silly. But thank you. That's sweet. But it's silly. All right. Let's see. Let's find our good friend Linda. There she is. Linda.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, join the party. Hey. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you. I was just like getting to listen to all your wonderful guests and thinking about what I was going to say. And I just want to start out by thanking you for having me as a guest. I got the email and I didn't, like, wasn't sure if I saw what I was reading correctly, if I saw it correctly. And I had a big smile on my face and I got back to Julie really quick and said I would absolutely love to share my gratitude for Dr. Dean and Ginny and Julie and everyone who's been helping me on my health journey. So I just can't thank you all enough.
Thank you.
I'm still on my journey, but you know, there's so much that all of you have done to help me, not only the products, but Carolyn, I mean, you're a household name here. My family just laughs at me because I'm like, I have to listen to Carolyn. They know Mondays is my day to listen to you. Anyway, but some of your words of wisdom, I guess the things that I rattle off that support the structure and function of the body by supporting your body at the cellular level. I mean, I think that's what I keep telling myself, you know, because I'm still having some different struggles. And I think Dr. Holt's going to be my next step. But yeah, just that I know that your products are, you know, top notch, and I know they've gotten me this far, and I'm still tweaking with some, you know, my magnesium and things like that. But yeah, it's just been amazing to have you to kind of guide me on this path to healing, and just the other words of wisdom, like the strength of your voice. I know you told me, I've called it numerous times, just that, well, your voice sounds strong, you know, you're going to get there, you're doing great. I mean, that's been huge for me, because, and I have noticed my voice getting stronger. Like, I can actually sing now without my voice cracking. And so I'm like, okay, Carolyn, this is what she says. So I know I'm getting stronger, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you know what I want to say here, Linda, it's like, we're talking about gratitude and people are giving us gratitude, but I do want people to know that they really would respond. Your body will respond if you give it gratitude. And what I mean by that is what we encourage on the show. Last week we had someone who was saying a lot of, you know, her bad situation, telling a lot about her symptoms and going on. And, you know, I almost got after her. I did sort of calm her down a bit. But, you know, I wanted to say to her, look how many negative words you're saying in your own ears. Your voice is getting these words in your own ears, and your body is hearing all these negative things over and over again. And, you know, we do encourage people to tell their story, but we try to ask them just to tell their story once. And then from there on, as the improvement begins, you give gratitude for the improvement. You give gratitude to your body for responding, to your cells for responding. And then it just sort of escalates. There's more and more and more that comes, and more to be grateful for. But if you keep going back to what was wrong, and oh, and if you still have, you know, 10, 20% of your symptom, and you focus on that symptom as if it were 100%, your body's going to say, oh, she wants that back. let me give it to her. You know, and that's where actually Ginny's email today that went out, I didn't want to take the time to read it, but in the email that DRCarolynDeanLive.com, it came in your inbox, she talks about practicing gratitude and the effects of doing that, the effects on the body, and how gratitude improves relationships. It's all there. It's all in our hands and in our voice to be able to layer.
Yeah. And yeah. So part of that, I mean, like Betty said, my faith is huge. I mean, Jesus, you know, my relationship with him. And so I do, like, I'm doing a 21-day study of gratitude. And so my faith is really keeping me staying positive and looking at, you know, trying to see God in everyday things was, I think, the devotion for today. And so that helps as well. You know what I mean? It's just part of the whole, like, body, spirit, mind. You know, so, I mean, I know everyone has their own, you know, tools that they use, but that's huge for me to keep myself, like you said, saying those positive things, like, I'm going to feel amazing. You know, I tell myself that every day, I'm going to feel amazing, you know,
right.
And just trusting the process. And I know I'm going to get there. So,
Well, it's, I would modify that a bit, Linda, and say, I'm already there. I just don't quite recognize it.
Okay.
I'm already there. And otherwise, it does put it off in the distance.
But
that's all I would say to modify. And it is important to know how to talk to yourself. I mean, that's what prayer is about. I know a lot of young people got into meditation. And that meditation is really prayer. It really is.
Right.
And, you know, you can't distance yourself from God and nature and from, you know, the word, Jesus' words that I don't know them exactly, but this is what I live by. These miracles you too can do. That's what Jesus said. We were put on notice that we could do miracles, and we didn't have to, you know, turn ourselves over to a doctor or, you know, some authority. We can do these miracles ourselves. And that's, yeah, that's what I live by and what I try to tell people.
Yeah. Well, I think you give us the tools that we need to take our health into our own hands and try to, like you said, you always have to experiment on yourself, which that's not always super comfortable for me, but I'm getting better at, you know, trusting that as well. So
very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So very, very grateful and thankful to you and all your wisdom and for sharing it. Just you're so generous with your time and everything you do. And I know there's, you know, so many of us that are so appreciative of everything. So
thank you so much. And are you saying your whole family is on the products?
Okay. So it's taken a while to kind of get everyone on board, but well, my husband just started about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I think he's having some die-off symptoms. Like he's one that he woke up in the middle of the night and he'll just eat spoonfuls of sugar.
Wow.
And yeah, so he's very discouraged. I'm trying to, you know, just kind of trying to tell him we've got him up to like a teaspoon and a half of Remag, maybe up to two. And then I think he's on a teaspoon and a half of Remite. So it's tough because his sleeping, he wakes up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes twice. Mm-hmm. And he wants sugar, and I keep telling him it's your yeast overgrowth and you really need to get a handle on the diet, but he can't handle, you know what I mean? It's too much for him. So it's kind of hard for me to know how to guide him, but at least he's on the product. So he knows, he's seen me do this for 3 years, you know, put my stuff in my bottle and, you know, and faithfully, I have not missed a single day of any of this. And, you know, so he sees, I know he sees the changes that the positive changes that I've, experienced. And so, and then my daughter, when we thought she had COVID, I had her on just like one of the other guests said, the zinc, you know, the vitamin C, the Pico Silver, we love, absolutely love.
Well, Linda, so that's what you do for your husband. Put the Pico Silver in with his Remag and Remite. It's, you don't taste it, so he's not going to think it's too strong. But
no,
two teaspoons of Pico Silver will help the yeast overgrowth, and it also has a factor in it that stops the die-off symptoms.
Okay,
right. And then if he'll take the Flora Revive, because if his big problem is yeast overgrowth and the monster yeast now, they have come out of hiding and they're making him crave sugar.
Yeah.
So
big time bad. I mean, it's not good to eat spoonfuls of sugar. I can't even imagine, but
no. So we can't beat him up about him, but we treat him.
And I don't.
We treat them with the even if it's 3 teaspoons of Pico Silver and the Flora Revive, because what's happening with the Remag and the Remite, they're stimulating the immune system to kill the yeast, even though you're not on a quote yeast protocol. So you get what I'm saying.
He is taking the Flora Revive. I think he was only taking one capsule. So I'll tell him to take the two.
And then boost his Pico Silver.
Okay. Yeah. He was only doing the Pico when he was feeling like he was getting sick and that it would just, you know, nip it right away and he would start feeling better, but I'll make sure to have him put it in his water.
Yeah. Perfect.
With minerals and stuff.
Yeah. And you keep in touch with us. We'll support you through what you're doing to get him over this. A lot of our customers have been through this. We know what's going on.
Yeah. And I don't know if I said what, how I ended up with you. I had the total body meltdown and Hashimoto's and all that. I didn't know if anyone would be interested in knowing what I started with.
Yes, please.
So, and then the irritable bowel syndrome. So I was diagnosed with that. And then I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia recently, but I think things are getting stirred up in my body, like my layers of biofilm. Cause I know that you say, I watched your webinar, that is a yeast overgrowth, mm-hmm. you know, issue. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I'm still, just working on that and, have, you know, I guess communicated with you on that, like tier 2, where, you know, you're just trying mm-hmm. to help me, just kind of tweak what I'm doing. Yes.
It's interesting, Linda, you bring up the biofilm. A lot of people do say, oh, you know, how do I get rid of this biofilm? It's just another word out there that people are using. You know, I think it's like scare tactics, but the biofilm can be layers of pathogens, you know, infectious organisms that get stuck in our mucus. And I think they can, a little calcium can build up as well. That sort of makes it seem solidified, and mm-hmm. that's where REMAG comes in and dissolves that area, dissolves out the calcium, and with the Pico Silver, it gets after the organisms, and the mucus is helpful to us, but then when you're inflamed, too much mucus can grow, so. The inflammation is treated by the REMAG and the Pico Silver as well, and the vitamin C. So everything is synergistically working to deal with these problems. So when people come up with a new, you've got biofilms and nothing's going to attack that except whatever they're saying these days. A lot of people, a lot of doctors are using more antibiotics for small SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, they're using antibiotics because they think it's all bacteria and they don't understand it's yeast. And the yeast will be growing in the mucous membranes of the sinuses. And this is where, you know, we have FAQs on using the Pico Silver in a nasal spray. Ginny found these cute little, I think they're like a half ounce nasal syringes where you just you put your Pico Silver in a little spray bottle and you put the little nozzle into your nostril and you spray while you inhale. So you're doing a spray inhale 2 or 3 times in each nostril. That's what you take traveling. That's what I'll spray some Pico Silver after I've been out in public. And especially after airplane rides. I mean, that's where people have always gotten sick. And that's why, you know, they're so concerned about people being on airplanes because you get sick anyway with all the organisms involved. So you take your Pico Silver and you spray it up your nostrils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think someone mentioned that on one of your shows recently. And so I ordered those little bottles and I actually put zinc in it. And I don't know, it was like, seemed a little bit too much. So I don't know if that's what one of the discussions was about. Okay. So
zinc is strong. Zinc is too strong. And just the Pico Silver, I think is the best thing. Yeah.
Because I've had a lot of sinus stuff and I still feel... Yeah. I mean, so I've been doing the Pico Silver in my neti pot probably just, you know, like 3-4 times a week.
Spraying the Pico Silver will be far simpler and you can do it a couple times a day and you'll get to the bottom of it.
Oh, good. And so 2 to 3 sprays in each nostril.
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. I always love your tips. I try to incorporate them.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know people will say that to me. I don't know if it was you or somebody earlier was saying your household word, because people will say, well, Carolyn said this and she does that. I'm big on tips.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a tip. I've always put cloves in my mouth as a kind of a breath mint, but when I was in practice, I always held cloves, one clove in my mouth at a time, because it's antibacterial, anti-infective. And it is a good breath mint too. I fast one day a week, and I'll put a clove in to make sure that I don't have fasting breath.
Do you get the cloves at? Like just at like organic cloves?
Yeah,
at the,
whole cloves at the health food store or on Amazon. Whole cloves. And you just sort of tease it with your teeth. You don't chew it. You just hold it in your mouth and tease it a little with your teeth until you can taste the clove taste in your mouth, and just hold it there. And it just, it's like a natural antiseptic.
So what about, like, I have clove essential oil, because I've been rubbing that like in lime behind my ear for my vagus nerve. Could you do the clove oil, just like a drop of that?
You could, but it's not going to last long. The thing about a whole clove is that I can hold one for an hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so, so much. I just love listening to your show, and all of your generosity is very grateful for it. So
thank you so much, Linda. Ginny, do you have anything more for Linda here?
I just want to say that the Super Coolio thing about cloves, the actual fruit, the actual little piece of clove, is that they have the highest polyphenol content of anything.
Oh, wow.
So if you love polyphenols, or you've heard about that, or you've gotten into that little fad, the best way to do it is with the clove. You can just put it in your mouth for an hour, like Carolyn says, and knock it out, and you're going to have a great infusion of a lot of little nutritional assets there, and you're not going to have to work very hard at it.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you.
And I looked great up tip. Polyphenols are micronutrients that we get through certain plant-based foods packed with antioxidants and with potential health benefits. So there we go.
Very good. Yay! Thank you, Linda, so much. It's been a blessing having you on. And all of our listeners have been just sending in great accolades for everybody who's been on the show. People are loving it and just very inspired by everything that's being said and shared. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Carolyn, how exciting. What a great show tonight. What else should we talk about? I think we've had Linda on, we've talked to Terry, we've talked to Betty, we talked to Houston. And I think, let's see if we have, and we talked to Margaret Lee.
Margaret,
so I think we've gotten everybody through the line, and they've shared their wisdom and their experience. And I think we might have a couple of callers here. If you're on the line, you want to talk to Dr. Dean, you're going to want to hit *9 on your keypad. *9 will raise your hand and let us know you have a question or comment. So I've got a couple raised hands, Carolyn. So you want to continue with phone calls? Have any other announcements or things you want to share?
We could also say to our guests, if anything else has come up in their minds that they want to say, they could raise their hands back up, or however they can do that. After we'll do one phone call, see if they have any more to add.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Excellent. So *9 if you want to add anything else to our listening panel tonight. And let's go out to area code 719. I've asked to unmute your phone, area code 719. You should see the little blue button there asking for your
phone.
And
in the interim, Bob wanted me to say that I'm in my 8th decade.
Outstanding.
He hates me saying, misrepresenting my agelessness. Like, there is no time. I really feel that. I don't feel my age, but Bob thinks it's important that I state it accurately.
All right.
We have our caller. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
And I have a couple questions, but I was thinking about the gratitude thing, And the thing that I'm most gracious to you for isn't really one of your products, but has really helped me the most. And that's the psyllium seed.
Oh, wonderful.
And well, what I wanted to ask about that is, what do you think about psyllium seed as opposed to bentonite? I know they're two different things, but
right.
I know
the bentonite is to absorb the toxins from a die-off, whereas the psyllium seed is a fiber that the intestines want to have fiber sweeping through to bulk up the stool. But the microbiome, the intestinal bacteria, depend on fiber for their food source. So the fact that we don't eat enough fiber, we have refined foods, you know, we're cutting back on vegetables and grains, we're not feeding our microbiome. I talked about all that on the digestion webinar, and I should mention it more and more that we really need fiber. So your body is loving the fiber.
Yes, it is. So thank you.
Okay. And your questions?
Now, one is to do with the Remag lotion. I know you've been out of stock for quite some time, and I've tried some other stuff, but what suggestion do you have until that comes back in?
Well, if you find a good basic lotion, you can actually, in some sort of blender, you can put in, 4 ounces of Remag liquid and maybe 4 ounces of your lotion and blend that up and make that do until we get our Remag lotion back.
Okay, that's what I needed to know, is how to do that. I did mix some lotion and some Remag, and it was way too watery.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a good point. What I would do, because I used to mix formulas in a lab, you start with the hand lotion or body lotion and make it about 4 ounces. I say that because that usually covers the blender blades.
And then,
if you had a blender that you could put on a slow speed and then slowly pour in the liquid, then you could keep track of when it's still a good consistency.
Ah, yeah, okay. I will try that, thank you.
You're welcome.
So my question is, and this is about the face cream and the serum. Can you tell me about those? I haven't found any information in place about them. And what I'm specifically looking for is something that will help smooth out my wrinkles.
Right. Well, the face cream, that is the RNA serum mixed with Remag lotion and our vitamin C powder. I think the RNA face cream would be the best for the wrinkling situation, because Remag lotion is a super hydrator. So it'll plump up the skin and bring water to the skin so that it looks plumped up. Because that's what most creams are. It's just hydrators that, when you're not hydrated, your skin looks wrinkly. But when you're hydrated, your skin looks less wrinkly. So the RNA face cream would be the best product.
And
the serum is really thick, and that's more of a medicinal. But let me get Ginny in here to describe it better, because she's the cosmetologist.
Okay.
Ginny's think you can add anything to the fact that dehydration is what causes most of the look of aging and wrinkles. I mean, I remember years ago, Christy Brinkley saying that she drank 2 glasses of water getting up every single day. I mean, it's so imperative. And then the minerals, as Carolyn has pointed out so many times, are important. And, you know, then you just go on from there. But we do have a lot of people who have success with the Renew face cream and the Renew serum and also with the Remag lotion. I think any of those is going to be beneficial. Right, Carolyn?
Right. I was calling it RNA face cream. It's Renew face cream. But I am fasting today, but that should not be an excuse. The Remag as well. We have the hardest time keeping Remag in a capsule form or a pill form because it just sucks water to itself. That's why I wanted to put the Remag lotion in the Renew face cream because it is the ultimate hydrator. And I don't see a lot of face care products with magnesium. Do you, Ginny?
No, I agree. I agree.
And the vitamin C, you will see a lot of cosmetic face products having vitamin C in it. But I don't know what form they use. Ours, of course, is the Whole C Reset powder. And they just work synergistically together. And what I've done every once in a while, especially when I'm getting to the bottom of my Renew face cream, is I'll just shoot, you know, a number of squirts of Remag lotion into that. Now, I know we're out of Remag lotion, but I've just said how people could make their own in the meantime. But there's something that is very special about the Remag on your face. Ginny, weren't you for a while just spraying Remag, spray the liquid on your face, or was that on your scalp?
No, you could put it straight on your face. I mean, it's wonderful. Same thing with Remite. I mean, and I do put it on my scalp still to keep my hair nice and thick and vibrant. And, you know, collagen is a factor as well. And the older we get, the less collagen we make. But vitamin C is at the basis of collagen as well. So make sure you've got your good vitamin C going.
Yeah, I've got both kinds of vitamin C from you, the powder and the capsules. And I've just been on them for a short time now. But what's the difference then between the face cream and the serum?
Vitamin C. The Renew serum is concentrated, and the primary thing is the concentrate plus the ozonated olive oil, which is an antibacterial and an antifungal, and it really helps to heal the skin, especially if you've got any kind of scarring or any kind of pustules or anything like that. It's incredible. Acne. And then on the Renew face cream, you've got the Remag lotion, the vitamin C, and the serum together. In smaller doses, but the same effective formula. But of course, it's different because it's got the brightening and the renewing kind of anti-aging aspect to it with the magnesium and all the different shea butters and that kind of thing.
Okay, well, great. Oh, thank you very much.
And you know, Pamela, that the Renew serum, the Renew face cream, the base is concentrated RNA reset drops. So it's another way of getting your RNA drops by putting the Renew serum on your skin. It means you're getting concentrated RNA drops. And that's the basis of what we call our magic formula, our life-giving formula. And if you were listening earlier when Houston was on and we were talking about the radish experiment, the RNA reset drops are made from growing barley sprouts just for a few days in a huge drum that rotates. And when we squish the RNA reset liquid drops out of the barley sprouts, we save all that so-called waste material. It dries, it looks like straw, and that's our mighty mash. And that's just this waste product grew the 85 pounds of radishes compared with 3 pounds without it. So we know, the RNA reset drops are pretty miraculous. and will continue to do experiments because it's not something that you can research in a lab. And it's very hard for us to explain it. That's why we have our RNA reset powder in a lot of our products so that people can get the benefit of it.
Well, do you think if at some point I feel that I want to go even further, that it would be useful to add some of the RNA reset drops to the face cream?
There are RNA reset drops in the face cream. One of its ingredients is the concentrated RNA reset right. drops. So right. I don't know if you'd need more of them. I mean, you could experiment with that. What I have found when I made the formula for the Renew face cream, because when I was using just the Renew serum and trying to put it on my whole face as a face cream, it dried up a little bit on my face. It was a little flaky. So I realized it was too concentrated for my face. And that's where I said, well, I'll just put the Remag lotion in it. And then I'll just put the vitamin C in it. And it created something that's very, very soothing, and it smooths out the skin, and it doesn't flake off or dry off. Or, you know, sometimes when you have a cream on and you rub after, you know, a half hour, an hour, it sort of flakes off a bit. Well, the Renew face cream doesn't do that. And if it starts doing that, that's when I put in into my bottle some extra Remag lotion. Thin it out a bit.
Okay. All right. All right. I will start working with that.
Yes. Do your own experiment, Pamela.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for your call. It evoked a lot of interesting answers, I think. Right, Ginny? Did it evoke interesting answers?
Yes, I thought it was great. Thank you so much. No, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, right. Very good.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye, Pamela. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Both. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And you too.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ginny, Bob and I are going up to the farm for Thanksgiving.
Oh, gosh, that's going to be awesome.
I know. We're going to have a vegetarian barbecue.
You are going to be pigging out. I don't even want to hear it. Lord.
I know.
It's going to be amazing.
The farm is doing so well. We're going to buy them a storefront so they can start selling their produce every day of the week.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Very good, Carolyn. That's so wonderful. That's so cool. Awesome. All right. Let's go off to area code 954-954. I've sent you the little blue note to unmute your phone or your computer, 954. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi there. My name is Scott, and I'm a huge fan, Dr. Dean. And I've been using Remag, Remite, and Pico Potassium, and also looking for whatever else might work. My question was in regards to, I'm a little bit bigger guy, definitely need to lose weight, but the last few years my estrogen has been elevated. And you know, for a male, that's not the best thing in the world. We need to have a little bit, but not a lot. And mine's been more of a lot, you know. And so I'm thinking, you know, is there any of the products that we use that I could combine and work with that could help me with that? Or,
well, the Remag magnesium actually stimulates testosterone growth or production, so that should be helping.
I love it. I really like it. So
yeah, putting a Remag, either the liquid or Remag lotion when we get it back, putting that directly
on the skin. I use a liquid.
Right. Yeah. Okay. You can put some in a spray bottle and spray it on your skin, any part of your skin. What magnesium on the skin does, it stimulates the production of DHEA. And
right.
The DHEA is a building block of the different hormones. So presumably the instructions of your body should be to produce more testosterone than estrogen. Now, the thing is right. when with weight will, I think it sort of codes, CODES, your body more toward estrogen. So it'd be good to get after the weight, but that's easier said than done, especially with quarantine. I've got my COVID 10 pounds on myself, so it is hard. But what else can you do? There are estrogen blockers. There are herbs that will bring the estrogen down. Something came to mind there. Yeah.
I was looking at some of those, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think ashwagandha is one of those
right,
I think it
right.
helps.
Right. But the other thing is looking at, you know, the xenoestrogens, they're plastics, and there's a lot of pollutants that actually stimulate estrogen. Have you looked at all that sort of thing? What could be synthetic
not
estrogens?
No, not everything. I've you know gone to well, I drink a lot of water, but it's all filtered. You know, both you know, gave up you know bottled water.
Yes, yeah.
Although I do drink out of a plastic glass, but it's a hard plastic, like dishwasher safe. But I don't know. Maybe I should just use me using glass.
Right, because they're simple things. The xenoestrogens, you can look up Z-E-N-O, and they're PCBs, BPAs, phthalates. They all have estrogenic effects, and it may be that you've gotten into some of that. And our water tends to have that. You look up the EPA, and they say that most of these PCBs, BPA, phthalates are in our drinking water. And I'll spell that because I'm not pronouncing it right. PHTHALATES. So there are a lot of xenoestrogens from industry that we don't know about. Now, why you have the extra estrogen, has your doctor said anything about the reason?
No, I haven't. That's a sore point. I haven't done a lot of that
right.
doctor lately. So,
right. So what did you, why did you get tested for your hormones in the first place?
It was part of a comprehensive panel. My journey to reaching you through so many other ones, it started with Life Extension.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And going through their thing that they really want people to do is, you know, getting your blood tested, that you know where you're at, so that when you do talk to your doctor, you do talk to people, you know, you're educate yourself so that when people say, well, what's your level of this? Well, I don't know. Someone said it was fine. You know, what do you mean fine? What's fine?
And that's why I stayed away from testing for so long, because nobody was giving us the optimals until, you know, Grassroots Health, they're doing their best, but they're mainly working so far with, they're not into hormones. But do you know your levels? Speaking of, what did they tell you?
I mean, I'm down in the the high threes, the low fours.
Looking it up here, Scott, and for adult male, estrone, which is the safest estrogen, the adult male can have 10 to 60. It's picograms per mil.
Mine is the estradiol.
Estradiol is 10 to 40. Yeah. 10 to 40 is adult male.
Well, I have this sitting next. I didn't know I was going to call you today, so I didn't have it sitting right in front of me. But let me see. Let's see here. That's a little bit of a longer one than I have.
Yeah, because often doing these tests dig up things that you don't really want to know about, but at the same time, I mean, if they found something abnormal, but if it's 3, you're below normal.
And I'll just, was like 42.
Okay, so you're just over you're 2 picograms over the range of 10 to 40. I mean,
so it's not as much of a problem as I think it is.
No, it is not.
Huh.
So you've been led to believe that you've got a problem when you probably don't, when you know, 2 or 10 picograms is probably due to the hormones that are being made from the extra fat cells. That's why weight, you know, so just, not just, but I would suggest you go after your weight, look at what would you do, the ketogenic diet, intermittent fasting. I have a lot of books on weight and sugar and various things. Yeast overgrowth.
Well, I love
go ahead. Yeah. But seriously, if that's been a concern, because what man wants to know that their estrogen is elevated? And if you've been carrying that thought in your head, that's pretty, you know, disruptive. So put that aside and just work on your weight, because you can deal with weight. It's hard to deal with a hormone that's out of control, but weight you can deal with. Okay.
Right. Well, and I just found my 2019. I was at 45. So, okay. Well, now I know. So, very good.
Very good.
Really appreciate that. And I'm going to continue to being a great listener. You guys do a fantastic job. So grateful and thankful. Mm. And you guys give us so much great hope and guidance. And thank you.
You're welcome.
I will be in touch again for other things.
Thank you, Scott. Big hug.
Thank you. All the best.
Bye-bye. Yay.
We love Scott. Yay. All right. We've got just a few minutes, 7 minutes left in the show. Let's hit up to area code 513, the great state of Ohio. I just tried to unmute your phone. 513. You've been patiently waiting to talk to Dr. Dean, I believe. Area code 513. Are you there? 513.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Jenny. This is Virginia.
Oh,
I wanted to tell you, Carolyn, how very extremely grateful I am to you for my excellent health. You were my family physician when I was in my early 30s, and your practice was in your home in Toronto. And way back then, you advised me against vegetarianism because my blood type required more protein, and I have followed that advice and other advice that you've given me over the years. You advised I contact Dr. Holt when I was experiencing major conflict in my life, and it was very, very helpful. And I've been on your completement formulas for the past 8 years, and tomorrow will be my 69th birthday, and I am very healthy and extremely happy and very, very grateful to you. So, so grateful. Thank you so much for being here for all of us.
Oh, that's beautiful. Look at that. That's fabulous. My gosh, so in your 30s, so we've known each other for over 30 years.
Long time. Mm-hmm. 1980 or 81 when you were working out of your Kenwood home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Kenwood. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call in, Virginia. I really appreciate it. Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Carolyn, and thank you, Jenny. Love you both.
Thank you, Virginia, very much. Such a sweetheart. Yes, you've been on the chat line many times. Appreciate you very, very much. Thank you. Wonderful.
I have a couple of testimonials. We can finish up with those, and that might be our show.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, so Luba is saying, thank you for your REMAG Pico Ionic formula. I had a heart attack in the past year, and my daughter brought it to me in the hospital. I've been taking it ever since. I feel much calmer and my sleep is deeper. I'm so happy that you created this wonderful magnesium miracle. Thank you again. I love REMAG. I love REMAG, Dr. Dean. It's my lifesaver. So that's Luba, which is sweet of her to write, because it was her daughter that was into it. So we sent a note to Luba about adding our other formulas for the heart and general health, like Pico Potassium, Rheem Might Realign, for example, because if you find your friends are all excited about REMAG, then you do have to remind them that there are other products that can make them feel even better. And actually, Ginny, at the end here, I will reinforce what I said last week about people using Thanksgiving, birthdays, Christmas, Kwanzaa, you know, all the Hanukkah, all the celebrations to give products to their friends and family. You have to give the products. They are life-saving. So it's going to go over a lot better than a box of chocolates. And the next testimonial, Lisa is saying, I've been taking REMAG for about 2 months. Before using it, I had anxiety attacks, muscle cramps, insomnia, muscle weakness. I'm now feeling stronger and sleeping sound. Today, I went to the grocery store, which always set my anxiety through the roof. Today, no anxiety attack. This has been a lifesaver for me. I've noticed a lot of little things as well. It's as if there is a little cleanup crew in my body. I use other RNA reset products as well. I have had no diarrhea that some people get with magnesium, and a big heart and REMAG by it. So that's awesome. So that's what I have in the mailbag. I'm all complete there. So anything else from our guests? Well, we have 2 minutes.
We just want to add that we are doing our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. Ooh. So be sure to tune in. Chad will be circulating the emails. It's going to be super fab. But I think Dr. Dean slashed the prices on the entire website. So anything we've talked about tonight, you'll be able to hook yourself up and get those gifts for your family members. We really want you to have that, you know, seriously. So for sure, it's going to be a fantastic sale, and we'll be able to get out everything that you'd like to share with your family members. And there's just nothing like having that confidence and that security when you're with all this silly stuff swirling around all over again. Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're healthy. We've had a couple of testimonials today about people getting COVID and just taking their Pico Silver, their Pico Zinc, and the REMAG and REMITE and sailing through it. So, yes, please take advantage of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Yeah. Awesome.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Rachel, Deborah. Have a wonderful holiday. Beautiful holiday. Blessings to everyone, you guys. We'll be back next Monday. And Carolyn, thank you again. And best of everything for you.
Oh, and thank you, our guests and our Magnesium Miracle video winners. We appreciate you all.
Yes.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you. I'm not going to do that.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.